cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the American Freedom Party Report here on a Sunday, July 17th, 2016. I'm James Kelso, your host. We're live. Your calls are welcome. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you can call in now or at any time through this entire show, which is now expanded to 3 hours. It was a two-hour show. We expanded to 3 hours 2 weeks ago. And it looks like that will... That will be our status going forward. So we got a lot of time to talk about issues in much greater detail than we have in our one-hour shows, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, our program entitled, On Those Days, The Trump Phenomenon. All of these shows, all six of them, all 8 hours of live radio, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. And please check out the website. Consider, if you're impressed with our platform and the directors that you can read about there and activities of the American Freedom Party, it's only $25 to be a member for 1 year. Why not join? We need your help. We would be most welcome. And you can also help. If you enjoy this radio show, you can help contribute to the financing of the radio show. We want to run this radio show all the way through the Trump presidency, which will, let's see, he will be inaugurated on, I think it's January 17th, 2017, and will serve all the way through the November 2024 election, unless we've repealed the 22nd Amendment, in which case we'll elect Donald Trump to a third term. But if we have not done that, a new president will be sworn in January of 2025. So we want to run this show all the way through that day, January of 2025, the Trump presidency. So we'll need your help to hang in there that long. And you can do that by sending a check or a money order or cash to this address, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. And I'll give you that address later in the show. But that's my P.O. Box. You can reach me directly there. I'm sitting here next to the Red River in North Dakota, but that P.O. box is right across the bridge in Minnesota. We have with us today already, we have one of our astute co-hosts, George in Maryland. George, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, James. It's good to be here.
And boy, it's a good day, George. And a lot of great stuff happened yesterday. Donald Trump introduced Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate at the Hilton, New York, the largest hotel in Manhattan, in New York, actually. And that was a wonderful event. We'll play you audio from that. Then, later in the day, Mike Pence and his family flew back to Indiana, and he gave a rousing, short, very emotional speech upon his landing at the airport there, I think in Zionsville, Indiana. So that's very nice. We'll bring you part of that. I'm also going to share with you a column written by the principal TV host of the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, David Brody. He has a show called The Brody File. This is a very important show, and he wrote a column, let me look for the title here, that I'm going to read in its entirety with you. It's it is entitled Mike Pence as VP, Donald Trump's Stroke of Genius. Evangelicals Rejoice. And my goodness, is that an important column. So we'll share that with you. And then, going for the humor element of our program today, I'm going to share with you a column in the Washington Compost, penned by the not very much of a genius, Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush writes a column in the Washington Post entitled, Trump Does Not Represent the Future of the Country or the GOP. And you're going to get a real laugh out of that. So I don't know where we'll start. We'll start with one of those. We'll also share with you the latest polls, which are good. And we'll take it from there. And, of course, we'll take your phone call. So let me give you that phone call. Call-in number again. It's 800-313-9443. George, where would you like me to start? How about with Jeb Bush? Or no, let's go with the good news first before we go to the humor portion of the show. Let's go to David Brody. Here's what he has to say. Donald Trump's stroke of genius. It's a stroke of genius. By choosing Mike Pence as his vice presidential running mate, Donald Trump just gave his campaign a huge booster shot of credibility. In one pivotal move, Trump was able to accomplish a myriad of outstanding matters. First of all, picking a rock-ribbed conservative like Pence will give Republicans on Capitol Hill a big sigh of relief and should get them much more excited about the GOP ticket. After spending more than a decade in Congress, Pence is respected on the Hill and is considered a thoughtful, measured conservative. In essence, he's statesmanlike. That helps Trump in immeasurable ways, considering the presumptive presidential nominee is the equivalent of chugging multiple five-hour energy drinks after an all-night toga party. Pence is more like drinking chamomile tea on a breezy afternoon in the English countryside. He's soothing. It's just what the ticket needs. This is the unity move. Secondly, Pence is beloved in the evangelical community. Now let me interject and pause right there, folks. Pardon me for interrupting, David Brody. Do you know how big the evangelical community is in the United States, folks? Well, I read up on it yesterday. The estimate is 95 million people, 28% of the American population. That's a lot of folks, and that's a lot of good folks. You want their support if you intend to be president. Pence is beloved in the evangelical community. He's always been solid on the life and marriage issues, and is a, for the most part, he's been very good on the religious liberty issue. But he'll get some pushback from some evangelical leaders because they say he caved to LGBT pressure on the controversial religious freedom law in Indiana. We'll just brush that aside, folks. That's not even worth explaining, but it's that's just a side issue. No problem there for Pence. This will be something, let's see, let me skip here. The point here is that Trump's choice of Pence, oh, and by the way, on that LGBT issue, the LGBT community has already one, within 24 hours of Pence being nominated, they've come out saying, Pence, and I should have the quotes here for you, Pence is, I'm accurately paraphrasing, Pence is the biggest threat to the LGBT community that has ever appeared. So, not a problem there for Pence. He is hated by the LGBT community. He says, The point here is that Trump's choice of Pence signals to evangelicals that a faithful conservative Christian will have a major influence in a Trump administration. That's a big deal and should provide comfort to skeptical evangelical voters. Another important point here, Pence is made of presidential timber. He looks presidential, sounds presidential, and has the resume. He's also from the heartland of the country, which means he has a way of relating to regular Joes. That plays well with Trump's blue-collar message. Plus, Pence could help in nearby swing states like Ohio, Michigan, etc. Finally, in a Trump-Pence ticket, it should not be lost on anyone that what we have here are two very savvy communicators with two very distinctive styles. We know Trump is a master of the mainstream media. That's been proven. But remember, Pence is a former radio talk show host who is very good in front of the camera and doesn't get flustered. He didn't have his best moment. Let's see here. Let's skip that. That's another detail. He's solid and is low risk. And is at low risk of making major mistakes. This is such a smart pick for all the reasons listed above. And we're going to list some more, folks. There's 20 more good reasons. Trump didn't need to pick a game-changer VP pick. He didn't need a firebrand attack dog. What he needed was someone who was going to get the Republican Party much more excited and engaged about a Trump administration. And let me just interject another thought there. Mike Pence is, in fact, an excellent attack dog. I don't know why David Brody doesn't perceive that. Pence has already shown his attack dog abilities in the introduction speech he gave to Donald Trump in Indiana only a few days ago, in which he just clobbered Hillary Clinton as an attack dog. And now we go to the end of this column by David Brody. Trump has done that. He has shown that while he may not be the typical conservative blueprint candidate, he's smart enough to understand that he needs solid conservatives like Pence around him to not only get elected, but to govern too. Trump knows the art of the deal, and by choosing Pence, he's taken a giant step towards sealing the deal with the GOP. There you go, and that's the end of the column. And what's important about this is that the text of the file is not important. What's important is who David Brody is and who CBN is. CBN is maybe the biggest Christian network in the U.S., and David Brody is the biggest host there. So that's, George, that's about as big as an endorsement as Donald Trump could have gotten.
Well, I like it. I agree. It's genius, James. Well, you and I talked about Pence is not Newt. And well, it's a genius of a pick. Trump is able to sign on the CBN, the Christian right, with full force, and at the same time reject the ultra-fanatic, wacko, Israel-at-all-cost types who would, you know, turn his campaign into mincemeat.
Yeah, now, folks, George just mentioned one of the top reasons that Mike Pence is a brilliant pick, and one of the reasons that we can all celebrate, Mike Pence is not Newt Gingrich. that's great. And you know, the it appears that in the last countdown there to the choice, Donald Trump had to pick between Chris Christie and Mike Pence. Those were his two favorites. Either one of them would have been a good pick. But I think he made the right choice in Mike Pence.
Fabulous, James. Please, one more. He's not Newt. I mean, we hear it every day on the network. Trump's a Zionist. Trump's a sellout. Trump's loves Israel. Trump's going to start another war, X, Y, Z. Well, right. He's not. He picked Mike Pence, and he didn't pick Newt Adelson. He didn't pick Newt Gingrich.
Right. Right. And that's just such a great deal. And remember, folks, Sheldon Adelson offered Donald Trump $100 million in support if he would pick Newt Gingrich. $100 million.
Well, and now Trump has turned down the loan. is just like a third world dictator turning down an IMF loan. So I boldly predict that, you know, the Adelson pipe, you watch, it won't be too many more days or weeks or months. Someone out in the media is going to go, ooh, that Donald Trump, he's an anti-Semitic bigot because he didn't take his money from Sheldon like he was supposed to.
And let's mention more deep pockets here. Charles and David Koch. The Koch brothers, for whatever reason, I don't know what floats their boat. That they, I've gone for years, ever since my John Birch Society days, thinking that the Koch brothers were just solid, honest funders of right wing causes. I thought they were like really great, but in this last election, in this primary season, for whatever reason, they became part of the Never Trump team. Which to me exposed that there's something very wrong with the Koch brothers. Well, Mike Pence really helps to fix that, because the Koch brothers have liked Mike Pence in the past. Mike Pence, he hasn't made enemies. He's made a whole bunch of, well, he's made the right enemies. But on Capitol Hill and in the national scene, Mike Pence is such a diplomatic presidential figure. He has a lot of great friends that will help the Trump campaign. So Mike Pence might get the Koch brothers to calm down and put their checkbook away and not fund some kind of hostility against Trump. That's another great thing. So let's say, well, now we'll come back to Mike Pence. In fact, let's go to Mike Pence right now. Let's listen to him. Here he is. He's arriving in. Let's listen to him in New York City first. Let's go chronologically. This is Donald Trump introducing Mike Pence at the Hilton, New York, on Saturday.
Predecessor did a great job, by the way. Great job. Who's now at Duke? Who's now at Purdue? When I see what happened with respect to the numbers, the state, and everything else, that to me was probably the single most important point, because it's something that hasn't happened, almost has not happened in this whole country.
Let me back up just a little bit.
The turnaround.
I'm going to back up, because this is Donald Trump giving, this is just a little bit of his reasons for liking Mike Pence. But he very carefully analyzed Mike Pence, and let me see if I can get maybe the one or two last reasons he offers for his enthusiasm about Mike Pence, why he picked him. I'm just going a little earlier here. This is Donald Trump introducing Mike Pence.
A year ahead of schedule, and we're under budget substantially. And the quality of the work is even better than we originally were going to do.
He's talking about the old post office hotel.
When I explained to a government representative that we're under budget and ahead of schedule, they almost fell off because they've never heard those words before. They've never heard. So when I see what happened to Indiana, which was having tremendous problems, when I see what happened to Indiana under Mike's work, also his predecessor did a great job, by the way, great job, who's now at Duke, who's now at Purdue, see what happened with respect to the numbers, the state, and everything else, that to me was probably the single most important point, because it's something that hasn't happened, almost has not happened in this whole country. The turnaround and the strength of Indiana has been incredible. And I learned that when I campaigned there. And I learned that when I won that state in a landslide. And I learned that when Governor Pence, under tremendous pressure from establishment people, endorsed somebody else, but it was more of an endorsement for me.
Ted Cruz.
If you remember, he talked about Trump, then he talked about Ted, who's a good guy, by the way, who's going to be speaking.
Let me pause it right here. You want to hear the rest of this? We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back, folks. We were just listening to Donald Trump at the Hilton Hotel, New York, explaining, we're just at the tail end of his introduction to Mike Pence and explaining why he's so enthusiastic about him. And here he is. I'll run it back just a little bit so we pick up where we were.
From establishment people. Endorsed somebody else, but it was more of an endorsement for me. If you remember, he talked about Trump. Then he talked about Ted, who's a good guy, by the way, who's going to be speaking at the convention, Ted Cruz, good guy. But he talked about Trump, Ted, then he went back to Trump. I said, who did he endorse? So even though he was under pressure, because I'm so, you know, outside of the establishment, it was the single greatest non-endorsement I've ever had in my life, okay? I will tell you. So,
great line.
With that, I would like to introduce a man who I truly believe will be outstanding in every way and will be the next vice president of the United States, Governor Mike Pence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Introduction from Donald Trump for his running mate right there, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who approaches the podium.
On behalf of my family here and looking on, Would you join me in thanking Donald Trump, Melania, and his entire family for the sacrifices that they are making to make America great again? And I thank Donald Trump for the confidence you've placed in us. And I accept your invitation to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America. You know, I come to this moment deeply humbled, but with a grateful heart. Grateful to God for his amazing grace. Grateful to my wonderful wife, Karen, and our three incredible kids, Michael, Charlotte, and Audrey. And grateful to this builder, this fighter, this patriotic American who has set aside a legendary career in business to build a stronger America, Donald J. Trump. And let me say, having had the privilege to spend time with this man and his family out of the limelight, I know what all of America will soon know even better. These are good people. Donald Trump is a good man, and he will make a great president of the United States of America. Donald Trump understands the frustrations and the hopes of the American people like no leader since Ronald Reagan. The American people are tired. We're tired of being told. We're tired of being told that this is as good as it gets. We're tired of having politicians in both parties in Washington, D.C. tell us we'll get to those problems tomorrow. And as Ronald Reagan said, we're tired of being told that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives better for us than we can plan them for ourselves. Donald Trump gets it, and he understands the American people. I truly am deeply humbled to be at his side today. And when I got this call last Wednesday, I could only think of that ancient question. Who am I, O Lord? And who is my family that you have brought us this far? So let me try and answer that question for a few minutes. Now, people who know me well know I'm a pretty basic guy. I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican. In that order. Now, while I currently have the privilege of serving the state that I love, I'm really just a small town boy. Grew up in southern Indiana.
We'll pause
with
it
a
right
big
there.
Family and a cornfield back here. Like Donald Trump, my grandfather immigrated to this country. And in many ways, I grew up with a
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
That's us. Politically incorrect. Let's go back to Mike Pence. Let's go back to Mike Pence, who's accepting the nomination as Vice President of the United States. This is at the Hilton Hotel, New York. Donald Trump just introduced him. And what Donald Trump was talking about just before he introduced him was the biggest non-endorsement I've ever received. He's referring to the fact that Mike Pence, under a great deal of pressure from the establishment, gave a lukewarm endorsement to Ted Cruz in Indiana. But in giving that endorsement, it sounded more like he was endorsing Donald Trump, which was wonderful. And Donald Trump went on to sweep Indiana, the turning point, actually, in the primary season. Here is Mike Pence in front of some American flags here on the podium.
Front row seat to the American dream. I watched my mom and dad build everything that matters. A family, a business, and a good name. The heroes of my youth were John F. Kennedy and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I actually started in politics in the other party. But when I came of age, I was inspired by the ideals and the eloquence of our 40th president, and I became a Republican.
Ronald Reagan.
Most important thing in my life was that 31 years ago, I married the girl of my dreams, Karen Pence, who will make a great second lady of the United States of America. And while this office is an extraordinary office to which to aspire, the highest role I will ever play is D.A.D. And I'm a proud father of a college student, a graduate turned writer, and a United States Marine. You know, my career, I ran for Congress before the Republican Revolution led by Newt Gingrich in 1994. I wasn't successful. By the time I got elected to Washington, D.C., sometimes I felt like I was elected after it was over. From almost my first day in Congress, I found myself battling the big spenders in both political parties. Whether opposing No Child Left Behind, the prescription entitlement, with Wall Street bailout, I fought every single day for taxpayers and fiscal responsibility when I was a member of the Congress of the United States. And after the Republicans lost the Congress in 2006, I was actually unanimously elected to serve in leadership. And we fought back against the Nancy Pelosi Congress. We opposed Obamacare. We opposed their tax increases. We opposed their cap and trade. And I was part of the team that won the Congress back from Democrat control in 2010. And all that happened before I went back home again to Indiana. But I want to say I answered this call for two reasons. First, because I know from firsthand experience that strong Republican leadership can bring about real change, just like we've seen in the Hoosier State. And secondly, because Hillary Clinton must never become president of the United States of America.
Let me pause it right there. I just want to insert here a little comment about, he mentioned he's the proud father of a United States Marine. That Marine is Michael Pence, Jr., who is 24 years old. He graduated basic training at Quantico. His parents attended that and then went on to the Pensacola Naval Air Station to become a Marine Corps pilot as a second lieutenant. And that's a big deal. That's another stroke of genius for Donald Trump. And Michael Pence, the son, has been an integral part of his dad's political career. All three children have been pitching in his political career. All three of them very eloquent. They will be outstanding in the run-up to the election. But I'm especially impressed with this U.S. Marine Corps pilot's son. And so that there you go. We heard Donald Trump yesterday, Mike Pence yesterday. And now I'm going to bring you another. I'm going to go to the humor section of the program here in just a moment. I'm going to go to Jeb Bush. So, George, didn't you like that, Mike Pence?
Pence is outstanding as a selection. I couldn't be happier. I mean, the object of the game is for Donald Trump to win the election. It's a darn good step.
Exactly, folks. And remember, a trait that we white folks have is we nitpick each other. So you might find something to nitpick. You know, Mike Pence said that before he became a Republican, he started out as a Democrat. And Martin Luther King was a hero. Well, we nitpick each other. The brilliant thing about the selection of Mike Pence is that it's really going to help Donald Trump win. And if he doesn't win, then all of the nitpicking is kind of pointless. And once he wins, who's going to be president? That's right, Donald J. Trump. And Mike Pence is going to have a different function, not the function of being president. So the I still like Mike Pence, whatever thing he misunderstood in the past. And are there any? Is there anybody out there in the audience who didn't at some point in their past misunderstand or get something wrong? I don't know. Please send me a postcard and tell me who you are. And, you know, I can, I don't, you know, that's something we do. We nitpick each other to the detriment of all of us. Let's go to the humor portion here. And I'm not nitpicking any other fellow white man here when I lampoon Jeb Bush, because he is simply, he truly is ridiculous. Let me go to his column right now. You're going to enjoy this. Now, Jeb Bush, now one of the great things that Donald Trump has accomplished already accomplished. This is not something, you know, future target. You can check this one off. Donald Trump has destroyed the Bush empire, the Bush regime, their legacy, who they are, everything. Leveled to the ground by Donald Trump. The Bushes are finished off. Now, Trump has also finished off the Clinton regime. And these are the two regimes that you and I have had to live under for a good portion of our lives. And it was threatened that we would continue to live under them. The Bush regime was still alive and kicking. Somebody needed to put a fork in it. Jeb Bush was actually elected as governor of Florida and was a favorite, a front runner, who had raised $150 million going into the presidential campaign. This is before anybody even had any whiff of news that Donald Trump would run. The front runner was Jeb Bush. Other front runners were Rick Perry, governor of Texas. Rand Paul was in the front runner pack. But now here's the guy who was completely knocked out of the ring, knocked through the ropes by Donald Trump. He's not happy. So listen to the way he expresses it in the Washington Compost. Call it a tipping point. This is Jeb Bush writing. Call it a tipping point, a time of choosing or testing, whatever you call it. It is clear that this election will have far-reaching consequences for both the Republican Party and our exceptional country. While he has no doubt tapped into the anxiety so prevalent in the United States today, I do not believe Donald Trump reflects the principles or inclusive legacy of the Republican Party, and I sincerely hope he doesn't represent its future. As much as I reject Donald Trump as our party leader, he did not create the political culture of the United States on his own. We'll skip a little bit of this here. I'll read it. 8 years of the divisive tactics of President Obama and his allies have undermined America's faith in politics and government to accomplish anything constructive. The president has wielded his power while often exceeding his authority to punish his opponents, legislate from the White House, and turn agency rulemaking into a weapon for liberal dogma. In turn, crowds of 35,000. In turn, a few in the Republican Party responded by trying to get to out-polarize the president, making us seem anti-immigrant, bad. Anti-women, now you're not going to believe this, anti-science? Anti-science, anti-gay, what? Anti-worker, and anti-common sense. Now, folks, that's the most idiotic sentence, declarative sentence of English I've read in a long time. Jeb Bush comes up with, these are the bad things you don't want to be. You don't want to be anti-immigrant. You don't want to be anti-women, anti-science, anti-gay, anti-worker, and anti-common sense. But that's what Donald Trump is. Okay. This guy has truly lost his mind. The result has been the vanishing of any semblance of compromise or bipartisanship in our nation's capital. Blah, blah, blah. He goes on more blah, blah, blah. So what's uncovered here is these rats like Jeb Bush. This is the fog existing in their, what passes for their brains. No wonder that we've been betrayed so badly. Now get this. Listen to this language. Instead of having bipartisanship, they have given rise to the success of a candidate, this is Donald Trump, who continues to grotesquely, there's an adverb for you, grotesquely manipulate the deeply felt anger of many Americans. Do you feel grotesquely manipulated, folks, out there?
Hey, James, I'm grotesquely manipulated.
Trump's abrasive. Now, by the way, realize here, Jeb Bush, you know, probably intends, he's not an old man, he probably intends to remain a Republican and to be in the Republican Party. He's thrown the gauntlet down here. He's challenging Donald Trump to a death match in the cage match. Trump's abrasive, know-nothing-like nativist rhetoric has blocked out sober discourse about how to tackle America's big challenges. Let me continue down. But now, you think he can't top himself? He's going to top himself. Get ready for this. I hope you're sitting down. Jeb Bush writes, "I haven't decided how I'll vote in November, whether I'll support the Libertarian ticket or write in a candidate." Woo! Oh!
We don't need Jeb anyway. Hey, Jeb, leave the GOP. We don't want you.
Oh, yes. I mean, he starts out with the phrase, "I haven't decided how I'll vote in November." And you're expecting him to say, well, whether I'm going to vote for Donald Trump or not. But no. It's Donald Trump's not even in the running. I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson or write in a candidate. I guess he might write in himself. Oh, my gosh. I wonder if I should share any more of this. Let's see. Let me go down here. My gosh. Let's see if there's anything else I want to read you out of this.
It's all anti-science. Let's let Jeb die by the wayside.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Where did he get? How did he throw that into there? Anti-science. This brings to mind what Donald Trump said about Jeb Bush in the debates on the stage. He said, what did he say? He said, Jeb Bush is a mess. And then he said, low energy. He's a mess. I mean, anti-science, but that's sandwiched between anti-immigrant and anti-gay and anti-worker. Oh, my gosh. So let's go to, I think we might have a caller here to, the engineer says anti-engineer. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's go to TJ in Georgia. You're on the air, TJ.
Hey, Mr. Kelso. Yeah, it shows what the Bush clan really is, a bunch of traitors, weirdos. But, hey, I referenced your show on your shows on South Africa when I called into a John Statmiller show a few weeks ago when they were asking, you know, what is going on now. And I think what we're finding is what is happening is the same thing that happened when Obama financed his brother's terror campaign in Kenya. A black Marxist revolution. Right. And this is what we're up against, and people need to realize it. And this is why we need Trump.
Well, now, and TJ, is your thought right now focused on what's happening in South Africa?
Your shows on South Africa were very eye-opening. It's kind of a parallel what you see here. I mean, it's almost getting into third-world country status where our police are being targeted. We're bringing in everyone and everything. Common sense is being shut down as far as, common sense. People coming in, oh, that's racism.
Now, TJ, now I was just trying to clarify where you want to take the conversation, and I appreciate your comment, and thank you very much. Yes, those South Africa shows, I think we had 3 or 4 months of South Africa shows on our American Freedom Party report, and we had guests on the air in South Africa. We had Paul Fromm toured South Africa. Boy, we did an awful lot. I think it was the best series on South Africa anybody's offered in years, or maybe ever. And we're going to come back to that. We'll return to it. We're going to produce a book on South Africa. But yes, after this break, TJ, we'll talk about how South Africa is a look into the future, at our future, unless we hump and get it and fix the scene.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over,
we're just about ready to head into our second hour of our 3 hour show today. Here on the American Freedom Party Report, we're talking about Donald Trump, Mike Pence. We started out with David Brody's Christian Broadcasting Network theme that this is a genius pick by Donald Trump, and I agree. When you go to the DonaldJTrump.com website, boy, are these guys fast on their feet. The graphic has changed. It's not a picture of Donald Trump now. It's a picture of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. One thing that's not there is the next scheduled event. I'd love it to be there, but it's not there. So we don't know what the next scheduled event will be. But the graphics have all changed. It says Trump-Pence. Really nice. Five-letter Trump, five-letter Pence. Really looks, it's really a great campaign banner. Make America Great Again. And the and there's a donate button now on the front page. And let me give you more good news there. This is, the media has not covered this fact. Were you aware? Just to kind of give you evidence that you don't know this, the media is not covering it. Did you know that Donald Trump, Trump is raising money now from the public? And do you know how much he raised in July, what they're calling their July month so far? $55 million. And he's raising it. Most of that is for the Republican National Committee. But that's Donald Trump raising the money, $55 million. So, and that donation button is there on the front page now. Let's go to, let's see, I was going to play this. TJ, I've got you on the line there, and we're talking about South Africa. The point that I was going to make, TJ, is that South Africa, and of course you know this, South Africa is a look into the future of any white nation that loses political control of its life and allows itself to be overrun by immigrants. Now, this is something that people who listen to our South Africa series know, but others are largely unfamiliar with. South Africa was actually itself the victim of, and still is, by the way, of massive non-white black immigration into South Africa. It's still going on. And interestingly enough, the black South Africans are themselves furious about it, and their manner of dealing with it is to kill the immigrants. There's mass killing going on all over South Africa against immigrant blacks coming into South Africa, killing being done by blacks who are already there, who do not want anybody else coming in to get some of the goodies. And the goodies, what are the goodies in South Africa? Well, it's all the hard work of the remaining 4 million white South Africans who are still keeping that country alive, still keeping the trains running and the electricity on when it's on. So we'll talk about that. Sorry for the breaks here. We'll resume that. We'll be back with you, TJ, right after this break.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.